Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio to talk a little bit about the Cass County Relay for Life. The American Cancer Society's annual fundraiser is ready to roll again here this year for 2026, coming up on June 28th. They'll have an event at the Schulberg Recreation Area. Chris Parks is part of the committee that's organizing, and he's in here to share with us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
Appreciate it. Cass County Relay for Life has been around for quite a few years now, and it's really taken a lot of different forms over the years. It's kind of it started out as a relay event, a true relay event, where you had teams. They would walk throughout the evening. It was a long, several-hour-long event with a party atmosphere and things. But, you know, life happens, and it gets more and more difficult for folks to commit. But the whole purpose is, I suppose, twofold, to raise attention to the issue and then to raise funds to help fight it, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah. The whole point behind Relay for Life is still there, and we do our best to try to mix things up. And in this past couple of years, we've done some different types of events to try to raise, you know, awareness and provide that support for folks here locally that are battling cancer. And then, yeah, ultimately raising those funds that can help make a difference.
Yeah, and there are local Relay for Life events in nearly all the counties in Iowa. And I assume there's some conversation back and forth because everybody tries things a little differently, right?
Yeah. Everybody has different plans of attack. You know, they do different types of events throughout the year. Some, you know, kind of maybe focus more on the support and camaraderie part of it. Some maybe just focus more on the fundraising part of it. So it is a little bit different everywhere you go. And it is nice sometimes, too, to work with those other entities to share those ideas and work together, because sometimes you come up with some unique stuff that works in other places that can also help here. But yeah, at the end of the day, we want to be there to support those that are battling cancer here in Cass County.
Sure. And doing it on a Sunday evening this year.
Yeah. Sunday evening on June 28th, 6 to 8 o'clock is when we're going to have the event out at the Schulberg Recreation Area. We're going to kind of have our base there at the West Shelter, so that big shelter that's out there. We've got that rented and ready to go. And going to be kind of a traditional event. If you've been to relays in the past, it'll be similar, I guess, in scope to what we've done either at the YMCA or at the past at the Atlantic High School, where we'll have a time just to get together, you know, share a meal and some conversation. The folks at Hy-Vee are nice enough to be able to provide in a picnic lunch for us again out there in the evening. And then we'll have a opportunity then for a survivor and caregiver walk. We've always kind of done a lap, so to speak, at the events in the past. And we'll have an area set up, a section of the walkway there on the trail to do that. And then also a short program just to recognize those folks that are there, and then the ones that are being honored in memory of as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can walk the track at the high school. You could walk the indoor loop up there at the YMCA. But, yeah, this is kind of fun to walk around the lake.
Yeah. It's a nice, hopefully it'll be, you know, weather cooperating, be a great atmosphere and a great place to enjoy nature out there as well. And, yeah, just kind of at your pace, leisurely. We'll, of course, give everybody the opportunity if they just want to stroll around for a while on the trail and do that while the event's going on. That's certainly welcome also.
You know, one of the things that's always impressive about this, too, is you can kind of see the results of your efforts. Because one way that I think you're making a difference is when you watch the survivor walk.
Mm-hmm.
Decades ago, there weren't many people that were able to do that because there weren't a lot of survivors. But so many more people are catching things early these days and are having a lot of success.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, kind of twofold. Unfortunately, our incidence rate is not great, and that's gotten worse, especially here in Cass County. You know, we're worst in the state of Iowa, which puts us close to worst in the nation as far as cancer incidence. But yes, there are the treatment's gotten so much better that there's a lot of folks that go through that battle and they are able to come out on the other side of it or continue to lead a good functional life while they're going through treatment. So yeah, it's always emotional. And you know, that moment every time we do that every year, no matter what, even if you know those people, it still kind of, you know, wells you up a little bit being able to watch that many people say that, hey, I've been able to fight through this.
Yeah, a lot of this is emotional. There's no doubt about it, because cancer's hit all of us in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, family, it doesn't make a difference. We've all had cancer affect our lives. And that's why so many people step up to do things for the Relay for Life. Do you still have a lot of groups that'll do things throughout the year to raise money for the event?
Yeah, and then that's the other side of it, too. I mean, we welcome anybody that wants to put together a team, so to speak. You know, we've always had teams in the past, and there are groups that kind of, you know, have their own events throughout the year that, to raise funds. We've had a very dedicated group of knitters that call themselves the Naughty Ladies that do retreats every year making quilts and raise funds that way. We've done things like a tractor ride, and we're going to have another one of those coming up this year, so look out for that information. There are also has been groups that have just done kind of local events. You know, maybe it's a group of people that happen to reside in an area, like I know there's an active group in Lewis that does some things in town. So, we always welcome those groups to help out and donate to the fund. And we've been lucky, too, to have a ton of businesses and groups that have, you know, given us their support year after year, donating funds. And then, of course, some of the local schools do events too, like the Pink Out Nights, and then they donate back to our relay effort. So it takes a village for sure, and there's lots of people that do it in different ways. It
takes a county, that's for sure. And a lot of folks do jump in to step up there. Now, do folks need to do anything ahead of the June 28th event?
The only thing, if you're a survivor and you would like to get one of those purple survivor shirts that are traditional for the relay event, then you do need to register ahead on time online or call in, because that will get you your t-shirt. So it's done a little bit differently. We used to kind of do a big bulk order and then people could also buy shirts, but now the way it's done is through the American Cancer Society. So you'll go online to our event page, relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA, and register there, or you can call. It's 1-800-227-2345, and then you'll choose option 4, and then someone will guide you through that registration process. And then what happens is that t-shirt then is just mailed directly to you. So survivors can do that and be able to get their survivor shirt if they'd like to. If you don't, you don't have to do anything. Just come out that night and enjoy the event. We'll, of course, be checking folks in as they come in so that we know who's there and who to recognize. But it doesn't really require anything if you don't want it to.
So, and there's a cost for the meal?
No, this is a free meal, so folks just come out and enjoy the night. Of course, we would appreciate donations from anyone that's coming out just to support, but survivors, certainly, we want you just come out and enjoy a free meal.
Okay. Do you have the pinwheels?
Yes. So pinwheels, we've kind of in the past, we've done what we've called, you know, luminaries, where you have the light in the bag. Well, we're going to do a little different since we're doing it outside at the park this year. We're going to put up pinwheels that people can purchase. And then, of course, same kind of thing. You'll put a message in honor or in memory or in support of someone. And we have a suggested $10 donation for those. And then we'll put those out along the path that we're going to walk there for the survivor lap.
Okay, very good. I know you've got some online opportunities there. You mentioned how you can get online there. You've got the website, Facebook. There are ways that you can reach out to people. Folks can find the information they want.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook group, Relay for Life of Cass County, Iowa. You can search that and join, and you'll get all the information and updates there. Of course, that website has information on it, and then you can also donate online at that site as well. It's pretty simple and easy to do. And then if you're just local and you don't want to go through some of those hoops, if you find one of us committee members, we'll certainly be able to point you in the right direction. Christy Schmidke, who works out at Rolling Hills Bank, she's our treasurer, so you can also stop by and make donations there, and she can get it pointed in the right direction as well. So try to make it as easy as we can.
Yeah, and you try to make it an uplifting night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there, and that's, you know, half the idea obviously is raising money, but half the idea is just to create a night where everybody feels comfortable and together and can share their stories and know that they're supported by others in the community. That's why we really hope that other community members come out as well. You don't necessarily have to be somebody that's been directly affected or know someone that's going to be there that's a survivor, so to speak. You know, we just want folks there to let them know that, hey, others around care about what you're going through and we're here to help. So that's why we want everybody to come out and just kind of have a nice night of support.
Well, I think one of the reasons that these types of events have been so successful over the years is because it's grassroots, but also because we hear about the money that is raised helping to make inroads in cancer research, both detection and treatments. But then, you know, you get reality slapping you again in the face. You touched on it earlier. Cass County has the highest incidence of new cancer rates in the state and one of the highest in the country. For all that we've done, you know, we still have these issues. So there's a lot more that has to be accomplished yet.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, sometimes that battle is twofold. Obviously, we'd love to find a cure for the disease, and that's what some of that research is for. But also, prevention is a huge part of it as well. What can we do to make our environment better that's not going to have this incident rate continue to get worse? So, you know, a lot of that support. And some of the money will do, you know, simple things too, like give people an opportunity to get gas cards to get to their appointments, get rides, have stays at some of the local facilities, the Hope Lodges that are near some of those facilities, or sometimes just comped at a hotel kind of thing. So lots of ways that folks are helped out with those funds that are raised.
Yeah, these kinds of diagnoses change lives immediately in a lot of different ways, and we sometimes don't think of the some of those other things that complicate our lives a little bit more, both financially and logistically and everything else too.
Yeah.
So, but fortunately, you know, we live in communities here in rural Iowa that are very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, business owners and managers, they're very supportive when things happen like that. You know, and that's one of the reasons you have so much business support here with Relay for Life as well. So,
yeah.
And again, this is coming up Sunday, June 28th, not too far down the road. Make your plans now, 6 to 8 p.m. with the Survivor and Caregiver Walk at 7 p.m. There's the meal that's, it's a free meal, but if you'd like to make a donation, a free will donation is very much appreciated. Mm-hmm. That's at the Schulberg Recreation Area here in Atlantic. And Chris, you and I were talking beforehand, and you mentioned maybe keep your eye open for something else later on in the year too.
Yeah, we've got a unique, interesting event coming up in the fall as well. Kind of our working title here is Relay Runway, so it'll be a little bit something different. Be on the lookout for that, and yeah, follow that Facebook page, and of course we'll always put out information to local folks like you to help us spread the word and what's going on, and we certainly hope that folks will come out and support us, and we appreciate anything they can do to help.
You bet. So gather up the family. It is a family event, so gather up the family and come on out and help to support the Cass County Relay for Life on Sunday, June 28th. Chris Parks has been in with us here this morning to help visit a little bit about this event. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
And thanks for all that you and the committee do.
Appreciate it.